All right. And that's Facebooze Live and Podcast Audio and the internal recording for the YouTubes. All right. You have all the show notes. I've got Nathaniel.
Really? But they're all on the website. What do you mean you don't have them?
No, I haven't read it. I don't know what's there.
Oh.
Yeah, I was busy on shift. I work with that little shit.
Who?
In fuck?
The little fucker I trained. The
18-year-old. Oh, ew.
Yeah, I'm stuck with that little fucker in my workroom.
I thought he would have quit by now.
Oh. Well.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. And it is the Social Dissonance, a Critical Analysis of Justice. It's on the Facebook, Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaliter. You can also be on the Facebook and you can click on Becky Lives Matter. Click follow. I post her every once in a while. You can click on White on White Crime, the one that only has like 2,000 followers. I post her every once in a while. Of course, there's on the Twitter, Phoenix Kaliter, at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's, at Uppity Negress on the Twitters. You can follow at William J. Jack. It's mostly auto post, that cross post from the Facebooz and the Black Podcast at Wine Cellar Media on the Twitter. Mostly auto post. I've been commenting here and there from that account a little bit more in the past like 3 weeks, but mostly auto post, you know. And you can get your fucking news, you know. And it's a fair deal. All right. Don't know what the hell else is going on. What the fuck is it?
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Yeah, I think that's what day it is.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass?
Just give me that bottle.
Politics is weird and creepy, and now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
All right. Yeah, went down there, cast a fucking ballot.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the electric voting machine. I've been doing paper my whole shit, which is not a very long time, because the first time that I was old enough to vote and allowed to vote, I got accused of being a Mexican and turned away.
You look very Mexican to me.
I have the accent as well.
You do.
Holmes. And I think it's because, and I don't know. I don't know if Seattle's a sanctuary city or anything like that. I just know that it was because my ID was Washington State, I got accused of being an illegal Mexican and turned away. Yep.
All right.
There you have it. They had the police fellas there. And it was when, it was the 2004 joint. That was the first time I was old enough to vote and ready to go. And bang, nope, not popping. Because G-Dub got in when I was 17.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go and get to vote against G-Dub. You know, so I remember just being 17 and just being like, hey, you fuckers are doing this, huh? All right, you just wait. Us millennials are going to get older and we're going to be mean to you.
We're trying.
Yeah, we fucking can't. We got no fucking power. We're broke. They're changing our work schedule again.
Ugh.
Bull. Yeah, we just got bought out by another corporation.
Oh, it's official now?
Yeah. Now, when I got hired, it was Peacock. P Peacock got bought by Green Corps. Like, I got hired in September. They got bought out in November. And that was 2016. Now it's 2018, and some fuckers named Hearthside are buying the shit out.
Yeah. But yeah, so we did vote, which I'm like, whatever. I'm a little because I'm already like irritated with the whole voting process and the whole system. But all these fuck faces on Twitter, but you have to vote. You're losing if you don't vote. Your ancestors died. Like, shut the fuck up. I actually went through and muted. Right now, my muted terms on Twitter are vote, voting, voting booth, voter, polls, your ancestors died for.
And niggas be wildin' with the word ancestor. Niggas from that time are still alive. Stop using that word.
John Lewis is still in office, goddammit.
What the fuck?
John Lewis is still in office, thank you very much.
And he has better health care than us. He might outlive us, talking about ancestor. My bout to be dead ass is his ancestor. Alright? Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yes.
There's Lisa Loco. Seen Lisa Loco. I have Lisa on notification. Nigga been posting pictures with the natural hair color.
Oh, word.
Yeah, at least getting her nigga on, going natural. She's probably nappy too.
Nappy
headed ass white woman.
Okay,
these are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've seen everything. I was mostly on shift.
So we have a little responsible gun ownership in Arizona. Litchfield Park, an 11-year-old boy has shot and killed his grandmother before turning the gun on himself after being told to clean up. On Saturday in Litchfield Park, according to Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Cleaned your ass up. What you think of that?
He did.
Yeah.
Doyle Herbert and his wife, Yvonne Woodward, had asked the boy throughout the day to clean his room since he wouldn't do it. Okay. While the couple was watching television, the boy came up behind them and shot Woodward in the back of the head just after 5 p.m. Herbert said he ran after his grandson initially, but then returned to his 65-year-old wife where he tried to help her. That's where he heard another gunshot wound and saw his grandson take a few steps, then fall on the ground. His neighbors offered thoughts and prayers. We stood outside and prayed, said Danny Dillon. It's just hard. You can't get your mind around it. The gun belonged to Herbert, and the couple had full custody of the boy, according to police. Police also say there were no previous signs the boy would harm himself or somebody else. Another neighbor named Walter Venerable, Jesus, said, "Nice family. I knew the kid. He would ride his bicycle around, play around the neighborhood." Yeah.
Nice like a Chucky doll.
Nice like a Chucky. Like, just fucking lock your fucking guns up, people. What happened to the responsible gun ownership part? Most people... Okay, but you gotta lock your shit up.
All right, but see, that's irresponsible if you lock it up, because then how can the children access freedom? Do you not want your children to access freedom?
Only if you want them to help you access freedom along the way.
No, they gave it to you. That was the gift that kept on giving. Well, at least for how many the clip can hold, it kept on giving.
It's a limited amount of giving.
Lisa posted this in the Wine Cellar
Some
podcast.
Social media
ah,
posts
shit, what is that? Jesus. It auto-played a video on here. My ad blocker ain't worth a damn. Mm. Lisa posted this in the Wine Cellar podcast friends group. It's a fun place. We're always having pizza parties in there. It's neat. And this is on ABC 13 News Now, and there's somebody has a fucking German Shepherd on top of a car, and they have like a Trump sticker on the German Shepherd, and they have a picture of Donald Trump's face over their face, and the dog is barking at people walking up to the polling place. I think that dog could use some freedom.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. At least a full clip worth. The fuck?
Yeah, and it's not a, and it's a, yeah, there's an image there. Yeah, I need to go ahead and keep this link open and save this for the web post. I see the fuckers holding up. Yeah, I'll get this in the web post so folks can see that. Yeah, and of course it's a pick 'em up truck.
Of course.
That he's got that barking dog on.
Of course. Is that thing on a leash?
Yeah, really. I think that, see, and that's why I respect the mask up. I think that some folks should just fucking mask up, hurl fucking rocks at that man, dog, and truck.
I wouldn't be opposed, actually.
Hurl them and then just roll off, and then nobody snitch.
Yeah, absolutely no snitching.
Like, that's the thing. See, man, and see, we said it on the Struggle Sessions podcast. The Democrats, most of the left in general, including me, we ain't gangsta. The right is gangsta. I'm pretty sure there have been more beatdowns distributed by Proud Boys than Antifa.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
Antifa's good about not doing things during daylight hours.
Antifa's probably about as dangerous as MS-13. Shit. Antifa go around giving people food after hurricanes? I know people
they
get tired.
Did, yeah.
Yeah. Are Proud Boys doing that?
No, probably not.
Antifa automatically gets less gangster points by going
by giving people food?
Yeah, like, that's more like fucking, like, that's the leftist disciples.
So, you know, it's a very multifaceted movement.
Yeah.
Everybody has their job.
But they're not, but you know what? But if they had, because, and this is the big difference. Rank and file normal Republican people are not going to stand up and denounce the Proud Boys. No, you stop it, you Proud Boys. We're civil.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking rest of the left around Antifa's like, no, we have to win by the debate.
Right.
We need to be. If you can't use your argument, you already lost.
Which, speaking of which, somebody just had a debate with Steve Bannon, and more people were on Steve Bannon's side after the debate than before it.
See?
It's almost like if you debate, you lose. It's almost like that.
What if you just committed yourself to punching him till he wasn't ugly anymore? Yeah,
I need to do some sets before that, because that's going to... It's gonna take a while.
Bet you get more done that way.
Bet you would.
Jesus Christ. Fucking more news, more stuff, more things.
St. Louis area. A Ferguson protester has said she believes her son was killed in retaliation for his activism, although police are investigating the man's death as a suicide. Ha.
Oh, my bad. Lisa posted an extra detail that I missed from the article. I did riff through that a little too fast. Yeah. Said he apparently wasn't breaking any laws with a German Shepherd.
Of course not.
And my notification thing is telling me I'm supposed to be going to bed right now because I have to work at 4 a.m. We're going to bang through this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Relatives found 24-year-old Danye Jones hanging by a bedsheet from a tree behind the family home on October 17th, according to St. Louis County Police spokesman Sean McGuire. However, they say there were no signs of struggle or trauma to the body. I saw the picture. His hands were clenched in fists, and his pants were unbuttoned and around his ankles.
What the fuck?
He got lynched. It was not a fucking suicide.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So yeah, really there's more words, but actually that's like the entire story, is that he disappeared, was found hanging from a tree with his pants down around his ankles, his hands clenched in fists, and police are investigating it as a suicide. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's how they gotta look at their own lynching. I'm not saying allegedly. What are you gonna do? This is not a big enough outlet for that to matter yet.
Yeah, so that's happening. So yeah, Danye, keep an eye on that case. We'll see what happens. Which is, you know, again, I got like my whole little, I made my little rant earlier and recorded about like this fucking your ancestors died shit. Our ancestors also died for being black. Y'all gonna help us out with that? Like, why is this not trending? He's an ancestor now, so why are white liberals not bumping this fucking story the way that they talk about lynchings for voting?
No? We gave Michelle Obama high approval ratings. Bam.
Right.
Save the Negroes.
Right.
And then Oprah Winfrey running around woofing that bullshit. All right.
In Irvine, California, police are investigating anti-Semitic graffiti spray painted onto a synagogue just days after a gunman killed 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. The Irvine Police Department was notified about the vandalism on an exterior wall of the Beth Jacob Synagogue Wednesday morning. Alan Berezovsky, president of the board at the synagogue, said the staff discovered the vandalism in the morning, and the security footage showed an individual wearing a hoodie, sunglasses, and face mask jumping over a fence of the synagogue around 1:18 a.m. and then leaving on a bicycle stolen from the premises. Fucking stole his getaway bike, too? Damn.
Mm.
Yeah. Police say we are continuing to do everything we can to make the campus more safe and secure, and we'll continue to promote the message that we are stronger than hate.
Okay. Did they find the individual?
Not yet.
Wasn't there one where it was a black dude?
That was in New York City.
And he vandalized it?
Yes.
He didn't shoot anybody?
He did not shoot anybody.
I want to know if he was a follower of Farrakhan, so then we can compare how dangerous Farrakhan is versus white Christians.
You need to denounce Farrakhan, sir.
No. You can't denounce somebody you don't roll with. I can't fucking denounce, well, let's say his name again, Steve Bannon. Mm-hmm. I don't roll with Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Goofy shit.
Denounce Ben Carson. Okay. He's not our guy.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. I heard reports, but they were from right-wing outlets, so I need to, of course, fact-check them, that the black guy who vandalized the synagogue in New York was actually an Obama supporter and has a history of mental health hospital stays.
Oh, so that could have something to do with something to do.
Yes, because of course, you know, they framed it like, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder, like that kind of thing, you know? So, yeah. And also in this article, it says, according to a report released in September by OC Human Relations, a nonprofit, hate crimes have continued to climb in Orange County for the third straight year. It said 56 hate crimes and 94 hate incidents were reported in 2017. The majority of attacks targeted Muslims, followed by Jewish people. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what's up. What else have I got in here?
Yeah, Phoenix Cleaver is posting to the website today.
Yes. So you can actually go to winecellarmedia.com and look at the stories we are talking about. A little good cop action. Hashtag good cops. Good cops.
Ah.
A now former Fowler police officer has pleaded not guilty Monday morning to charges he beat up four women a few weeks ago. Fresno police arrested Frankie Murrieta in late September, and Action News has uncovered court documents showing why. Investigators say he shoved his wife's face into a wet spot on a chair where she had spilled a drink. They say he then punched his sister-in-law so hard he broke one of her teeth when she tried to intervene. Then Murrieta hit two other women who tried to intervene to protect his wife.
Well, you think she's a fucking dog?
I don't know. But so he basically fucked up four people in like 10 minutes.
And quite specifically, four cis women.
Yes.
Shoved her face into the chair where she spilled the drink.
Yes.
God, he would kill me if he knew how I responded to shit being spilled. But I don't do that anymore, folks.
No,
because that's wasteful.
It is wasteful.
Well, when we first got together, you spilled some shit. So I spilled mine, too. I was like, look, we both spilling shit.
Solidarity spill.
Nah, booze costs money. We're not doing that. I don't pour one out for the homies.
No. Murrieta is out of jail on bail, but has had to turn in his guns, plural, and is not allowed to drink alcohol. Okay.
And Katie Loco, just tuning in live, we're just mentioning a good cop that the woman he's married to or dating?
Married to.
Married to, so the government's involved. Mm-hmm. Well, fuck, he's a cop. He is the government. Yeah. She spilled something in a chair, and like a fucking dog, he shoved her face in it. And then when another woman tried to intervene, he broke her fucking tooth out. Mm-hmm. And then two other women jumped in and he beat on them too. Cis women.
Yes. So he's out of jail, on bail, but had to turn in his guns and is not allowed to drink alcohol. Murrieta also had a 2010 arrest for a DUI, but pleaded no contest to reckless driving or what is known as, quote, wet reckless.
Mm-hmm. Wet reckless?
Yes. So when you plead no contest for a DUI.
Okay, like wet reckless. Like what is... Like when you're like a lactose intolerant, and you just have a whole bunch of ice cream, and you're just kind of wet reckless there.
That's a little wet reckless.
Yeah, I'm just going to post up on the toilet for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that is also a little wet reckless. Fowler's police chief tells us he also relieved Murrieta of duty the day after the arrest. All right. Good cops. Hey. What else have we got here? Oh, a racist white woman terrorizes a black child?
Mm-hmm. Really?
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
All right.
Yes. An Indiana woman is accused of writing a racist note targeting a black child who was moving into a new neighborhood with his family, using racial slurs and telling them, quote, and her letter, this is all caps.
Oh, shit.
This is a white neighborhood. Authorities say 63-year-old Deborah Cantwell, who was white, penned the letter and placed it on the new neighbor's front door this month near Greentown, Indiana. It warned the parents that one of their children, who authorities said is black, was, quote, not welcome in the community, according to court documents. It is unclear whether the parents are also black, and police declined to comment further. I want to know that detail. I really do. Like, did they fucking steal a black kid out of foster care, and now this child is, like, somewhere in fucking KKKville? I just want to know.
Oh, like that,
like that gay that, couple.
Yep. The other one.
The gay men?
No. Two white women that, they adopted a little black girl, but they didn't request a black girl. No. It was insemination. Yeah. And then they're complaining about her hair, and then apparently they live in a racist area. Mm-hmm. So, like, why are you comfortable living in a racist area before anything even black even comes in?
Do you remember we covered another story about a gay male couple that adopted a black child and was, like, complaining that they moved some fucking racist-ass place and their neighbors were, like, not accepting of their child and they had to move, and they're like, this is so inconvenient. I'm like, what the fuck did you fucking move there when you wanted a black child? The fuck?
Yeah, like, you want black children to have fucking homes so much, pay reparations to black people, we'll adopt all the black children.
We'll take them all back.
Yeah, you made us too poor to buy them. Ugh. So now you buy them because they're products now.
Pretty much. Well, always they're, kind of have been.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, really. That's just, you know.
Good old traditions.
Traditions are amazing. It's what builds the culture. A photo posted on GoFundMe, which appears to show the letter, revealed that a racial slur was used to describe the child. And this is basically all fucking caps. The letter says, we moved here to a white town, all white neighborhood for health reasons, among other things.
For health reasons. Well, you realize that when fucking, when anti-vaxxers cause outbreaks, it's not in black neighborhoods. It's not. All right, go ahead and have your health reasons.
Please do. This is our forever home. We cannot afford to move. Besides, this is my dream home, and we have been here for a very long time. The letter also added that the family, quote, should have considered the neighbors before bringing that child into the area. The letter continued, stating that just the sight of the child reminds me of the things I live in this town to forget. What in the racism? All right. Authorities have not confirmed whether the photo shows the actual letter, but the text message matches quotes found in the actual court records. Cantwell was arrested late last week on charges of intimidation and criminal mischief. She has since been released on bond. Court records show that a family member told authorities that his family had not yet moved to the house, but he had stopped by the home about midnight and discovered the trees had been toilet papered. What the fuck kind of racist weirdo toilet papers the house and then leaves a racist note on your door, though? Like, what? Toilet paper?
Nigga, what the fuck? That's so tacky and weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, it's weird behavior. Niggers, for some reason I want to throw toilet paper on stuff now. What?
In her letter, Cantwell also said she has negative experiences with black people and seeing the child would cause her stress.
Wrong. Black people have negative experiences with you.
Indeed. Cantwell also wrote in the letter, quote, this is all caps, by the way, you can sell your house and make money on it right now. I hope you have deep pockets. What?
Nigga, I would fucking, see, this is why you can't give me money. I'll hire black people to just walk through there. Just passing through.
Yes. Investigators say when they questioned Cantwell, she admitted she'd written the letter because she was angry, suggesting that throughout the years, black people had held her father at gunpoint, stabbed an uncle, and beat her sister. What the fuck did your funky-ass racist family do to them? The fuck did they do to them?
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, black people held her father at gunpoint, stabbed an uncle, and beat her sister.
Wait, is that true?
That's what she said. That doesn't mean it's true.
You said that's what she said.
That does not mean it's true. And if it is true, I just want, like, what the fuck did they do? What, you felt bold, like, ran up on somebody, called them a nigger to their face, and then got beat down? Is that what happened?
Yeah, stop attacking people. Sometimes people defend themselves. Like me, straight up and down, I'm more likely to run away from some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get into any shit. I can't afford to go to jail. Right. Never been there, don't want to know what it's like, and I can't be missing days of work.
Right.
And you probably lose your job for going to jail. So I'm most likely to run away. Some other niggas probably work for some temp agency. They can afford to go to another temp agency.
Yeah.
It ain't no thing.
Yeah.
Quit fucking with us.
Mm-hmm. Cantwell also told police that she delivered the note and toilet papered the house out of rage and said, "I was trying to vent."
So you vent? That, but you, so venting to me seems spontaneified. This is, you had to go indoors.
Yeah.
Get the toilet paper. And then you have to get enough toilet paper to, because that probably takes more than one roll, I'm assuming. What, right. Whole trees?
Right.
And then you have to kind of carefully throw it. I assume you got to be holding it in a way so that it rolls.
Yeah.
And then you got to go pick it up, break it off, throw it again.
Yep.
Like, you did a fucking job.
And then you wrote the letter.
And then you sat down and documented your thoughts.
Yes.
That's not venting. That is, like you said, it's malicious intimidation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When asked whether she regretted her actions, she told police, "Yes and no. I'm sorry it caused so much ruckus, but I feel like I released some anger writing the letter."
No, you didn't. You didn't release anger. Again, you just documented your thoughts.
White people, man.
Ah.
Yeah,
Lisa Loco said, yeah, tacky and weird is just a white people tagline, TBH.
Yes.
Which is similar to TBS. No, you can't do that. What the fuck is this?
It's a story that you should read.
All right, this guy. Going on down here to St. Augustine, Florida. So there's an alligator farm. Whatever. Fine. That's the premise here, is an alligator farm exists.
Yeah.
It probably shouldn't, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
So an alligator farm exists, and the staff there became concerned. Not that there's an alligator farm, and we got jobs here, and apparently we harvest the alligators. Whatever, fine, alligator farm. But they weren't concerned about that. They were concerned because they found pieces of clothing inside the zoo's Nile crocodile exhibit. Stop it. Stop naming stuff. So they got concerned because pieces of clothing were there. Then they found blood. It gets awesomer.
It does.
So now that they have a reason to be concerned, not that there's an alligator farm, but because there's clothing and blood, so they called the police, fellers. Were they black alligators? Why'd you call it? I don't get it. But whatever, fine. I would call animal control, but fuck it. The cops.
It can only go up from here.
Yeah. They say officers responded, quote, we found your guy, end quote. The overseers had found a man in his boxers, bloody, claiming to have been bitten by a crocodile. The police fellers later arrested the man. Why? Why? He's been punished for whatever he didn't do.
Probably breaking and entering.
Alligator farms shouldn't exist.
I mean, but they do.
Ah, man. Everything is stupid. I don't even like using that word. All right, several lamps and signs were broken, and a statue in the middle of the crocodile pit that you can only get to by swimming was toppled. I saw he played a little game of King of the Hill. Jesus Christ. The, what up?
Lisa, with her white ass in the comment section, said, "I have been to that alligator farm."
Why? What for? What does that say, been to that exact alligator? What was that? Were you swimming there too with your boxers? And and there's a park director. So there's a caste system at the alligator farm.
Yes.
They have a whole hierarchy, and his name is appropriate. John Bruggen, shrugging with Bruggen, he said they found a pair of shorts and rubber Crocs, the shoes. They were floating in the pit and thought it might be a prank. He said they then found a lot of blood at the top of the zip line platform over the crocodiles. Is a zip line, is that that recreational thing that white people slide down?
Yeah.
So they just go somewhere and do that over giant teeth.
I don't.
And probably paid to do it. How much it costs to almost die. Or maybe die. What the?
This is kind of shit you can do when you have health insurance.
Health insurance?
And life insurance.
I'm about to say, what if you don't make it?
Life insurance.
And you know what? Fuck health insurance. Even if it gets paid for, you still got hurt. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want the injury. I don't want to need the health insurance. So Mr. Bruggen, the director of the alligator farm that exists, he told Action News Jax, that's the Jacksonville outlet,
yes,
he told them that the overseer asked him if he'd been messing around at the alligator farm, and he said, "Oh no, sir, I wasn't," end quote. The man appeared to have several bites on his foot.
I wasn't messing with the alligators, I just have chunks missing from alligator bites in my foot. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I assume alligators have a sizable tooth. Like, what the fuck does this look like?
Oof.
You know, it's on the internet. You can find it. The police fellers, they say that he was taken to the hospital. And Mr. Bruggen said this is the first time in park history that someone has jumped into the exhibits. He said the man appeared to be unstable in the surveillance video. He had to climb over fencing and barbed wire to get into the pit. You had to get injured to get injured.
Yes. Yes.
White men are a danger to themselves.
Why
don't you white men just listen to the feminist among you? They're trying to help you, son. Quote, I would think he's on some sort of drugs. I'm concerned about an individual who literally climbs up a wall that's meant to keep you from crocodiles and leaps over the wall into the water with them. End quote. And this is a very important part. You want this information out there. None of the crocodiles were hurt. Whatever.
Lisa said that it is like a tourist attraction and she used to go there as a child.
Said more than once. You've been there more than once.
Yes.
You know what? I don't know. I don't actually have a you know what. There wasn't one. That was a false flag operation.
Some of y'all have weird ass hobbies. I think that's the thing. One more?
Yeah, one more. Yeah, and I'm on 4 a.m.
A 56-year-old, there's a typo in here. A 56-year-old resident of Brownsville, Texas, is facing federal charges stemming from accusations he shot at undocumented immigrants who allegedly trespassed on his property last week.
Okay.
So.
And just got a notification on the YouTube. Someone said, I just found this channel and I'm really loving it.
Thank you. We love you too. The Brownsville Police Department arrested and booked Enrique Fernandez, a reported convicted felon, wait a minute. What, you can have guns if you're a felon in Texas? Fucking probably.
Man, freedom.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's like a story I was covering. A trans woman that was suffering a lot of abuse. Actually, she's kind of got a name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like she has a strap.
Yeah.
It's Texas, man.
So, he was charged with unlawfully discharging a firearm in a municipality after Border Patrol called the Cameron County Sheriff's Office to report hearing shots on the 8300 block of Southmost Boulevard. Alright, that's a very original name. On a private property near Sabal Palm Sanctuary while responding to reports of undocumented immigrants. A federal complaint against Fernandez provides new details in the incident, including that the man told authorities he shot into the air three times rather than shooting at them. I don't believe you. At all.
Yeah.
Fort Brown Border Patrol agents reported hearing shots and observing Fernandez after seeing immigrants enter the property. The agents questioned Fernandez, who told them he fired the shots because he saw people near palm trees. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
They're near the palm trees.
And you know, this story is also leaning hard on the idea that these are undocumented people, but it's some niggas in the dark by palm trees. How do you know their immigration status?
Oh, because, like, they still like trees, which means they're not Americans. They don't understand that you cut down trees to say, fuck photosynthesis and further global warming. So clearly they're not McMurrican. Shoot them.
Fernandez's attorney, Reynaldo Trey Garza. All right, Trey.
Learn the hard way, Trey.
Said Monday morning outside of the U.S. Magistrate Judge Ignacio Tortilla III's courtroom that his client really never shot at anyone, and adding that Border Patrol chased undocumented immigrants onto his property. Wait, so his justification for shooting at people is Border Patrol chased them onto my property, so I tried to kill them?
What kind of shitty game of tag are they alluding to? Like, that was base? What the fuck are they... That's just freestyling. That lawyer, like, what is that, a public defender?
Okay, Trey. Garza added he wanted them off the property and noted that the man lives with his mother and father who are ill. The fuck does your father being sick have to do with trying to murder immigrants?
He said they're ill. And immigrants are not real hip-hop. See, his mother and father are ill on the mic.
Uh-huh.
All right? Mad ill, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Quit hating. Hating like Walter Payton.
Garza has said he plans to ask for probation in the case. Federal authorities filed a criminal complaint last Friday, and in the early 1990s, Fernandez was convicted of possession of a controlled substance and received a 23-year sentence. Nigga got out of prison after 23 years to turn around and shoot at people running across his... All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have been running across his more open cell.
Shouldn't have been by the trees?
And Lisa Loco, talking that shit, said succeeded at leaving William speechless. The work here is done. I think the work here is about done.
I think so.
Yeah, because got to get to the shit. And folks said are now there's folks catching the YouTube. Hey. If podcast is more convenient for you, we do need your YouTube subscribes because we got to get to 4,000 so we can apply to monetize. Just so we can apply.
It's a little weird.
And then if podcasts are more convenient, you can go on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podkicker, Last.fm, TuneIn, Google Play, and other people just take our RSS feed and just put it in other players that I don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can actually do that and search for the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. Subscribe and you'll get it straight into your fucking pocket like that.
Yes.
And that's the audio of these videos. The YouTube is just you watching us record the audio. What that? You're just looking at my eyebrows go up and down while I talk about shit. That's what the YouTube is.
Well, then I can look at my little figurine.
Oh, you've got the... Oh, yeah, that's that character. Yeah.
Yes, it is that character.
Pretty well-known individual. And, what else is going on? You can follow the shit on the Facebook. We mentioned all that in the beginning of the episode. And we keep this whole gosh darn thing up and or running with paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. The Patreon is where you subscribe and it gets deducts out a monthly deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people, I make sure, because some people make a mistake and they end up pissing off their audience. I only make one paid post a month. So then it's only one payment, because some people will sign up for $5 and they'll be like, why did I get charged 15? Because the fucker made 3 paid posts that month,
right?
But didn't tell the audience they were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you piss them off and everybody leaves. No, one a month. So if you sign up for $1 a month, only $1 a month gets deducted. If you're like some other folks that have signed up for some shit that pays some bills, they fucking the shit that pays some bills only... Only once. And all those ones, those add up as well.
Yeah.
Like ones and twos and whatnot. Shits add up hard. All right. And that should be the whole gosh darn. I do not have an I voted sticker. I don't really like stickers. I would just throw it away. I think I got an I voted sticker one time. I stuck it to the side of my computer and I was like, there you go. I have that now.
Well, I mean, but apparently, based on what I'm hearing from white Democrats on Twitter, we did like all the activism ever, so.
Who did?
We did. We voted.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're an activist now.
I am?
That's so I've been told.
Really? So I stood at a thing and punched some shit into a computer. I don't even know if that shitty computer could be hacked. They could be flipping my shit to All Pug or the Libertarian. There were several Libertarian candidates. There were a lot of Libertarian candidates. Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. See, so more and more Libertarian candidates with Libertarian Party, but the fucking broader left is like, we just can't get a third party going. We just can't fucking
There was not a single Green Party candidate anywhere on there.
Damn.
Not a single fucking one.
Because the left hates the left. Yeah. All right. Let's get the holy heck darn out of here. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.